Gary, obviously disappointed in the end, wasn't for the one to try in.
No, it is an immense disappointment. You are where you are, and we've finished sixth for a reason. It is a time when you've got to give yourself a bit of breathing space to reflect. In a whole lot of respects, it's been a great season, but when you get that close, and there's probably reasons why. Football's cruel. I mean, it's we're 1-0 up at on Thursday night, and a win would have been enough after 89 minutes, and a referee has made a bit of a shocking decision and critical moment today at 1-1. For me, it's a cast iron penalty. And the only one who perhaps hasn't seen a cast iron penalty is a linesman 4 yards away, and that makes a massive difference. So, of course, we're disappointed. We've had a fantastic crowd, the support this season's been immense, and just disappointed we haven't been able to get over that finishing line.
Yeah, you mentioned that penalty shout. I was actually standing right behind the goal, so a good view of it as well. Like you said, the crowd was convinced, you guys were convinced, so was George, but the linesman wasn't.
Well, it's his hand in the box. George is through, on goal. It's a penalty. But those decisions are key, and when they don't go for you, but with reflection, there were certain times when, maybe we should have been stronger, and we left ourselves a bit exposed. And I think literally, first off, Matt Gould's not had anything to save all game, and just one cross in the box and they've scored. And maybe that summed up a little bit of what's happened to us in recent games. We've conceded probably a few too many goals over the course of the season.
Bit of a cliche, but is it fine margins at different points across the season and today?
Yeah, without question. As I said, I've mentioned Thursday night, and for anybody who watched that game, the decision the referee made was, I just still can't understand it now, and even the referee knew that he'd made the wrong decision. And so they are key margins, but it's over the course of 46 games, and at 46 games we've been the sixth best team in the league.
It's very hard, like you said, because it's only half an hour after full time to reflect on the season. But another great FA Cup run, the FA Trophy run, and finishing where you have in the season. Will you be able eventually to look back and go, that was a progressive season?
Yeah, well, we spent our first season in the Northern League last year, and from Christmas it was an absolute disaster. And there's pressure on me as a manager, and I promised myself that I'd give it one big season to turn it round, and we've done that. No question, we've done that. And there's probably a little bit of envious of what we've achieved. But as you said, it's still very raw at the moment, and the not being able to get across the line in front of such a big crowd, it's immense disappointment.
But you mentioned the big crowd. That was great to see today, and this club has come on leaps and bounds under you and this season. Do you feel that there's still bigger things to come next season?
Of course there is. There's momentum. I think people can see we're playing the right way. We play attractive football. We play exciting football, and it's not just part of being a success. It's also giving them a little bit of entertainment, and I do believe we're a club that appeals to the fans. We've got great people behind the scenes, and I'll learn from the areas where we've probably just fallen short, and they're very, very fine margins. But next season's another big challenge. When you've got that close, you want to do it again.
And the key thing at this level is, a lot of the time, is keeping a squad together. You've built up a very good squad this season. You'll be hoping to, I suppose, over the summer, make sure that a lot of them are still here.
Yeah, we'll be speaking. I'm sure certain players will get offers. Some higher. And a lot of it comes down to money as well. But we'll be in a position where we'll look to improve again. We're a football club that when players come, they enjoy being here, and we create the right environment, and we've got to make sure now that, as I said, for whatever kind of and we have made mistakes. If you wouldn't be human, for me as a manager, anybody as a player, anybody off the pitch, we're all going to make mistakes, but it's making sure you learn from them.